Lori, so tell me, what came in the decision process to bring this program to the area?
Well, I think one of the biggest decisions or factors in making the decision was I did get a call almost 2 years ago from a lady who lives down Weber Canyon, and she was asking about it because where she lives, she can get text messages out, but she can't make phone calls from her, with using her cell phone. And so we saw a need for it in our area. So then when it became available, we decided to implement it.
It's Dolores and Montezuma counties?
Right, correct.
And let's say if I'm hiking at Mesa Verde National Park or any other sort of federal land, does that, if I were to text from there, does that still go to?
That would generally hit our center, yes.
Okay.
And the thing about it is if you send a text message to 911 and it hits a cell tower that their dispatch center doesn't have that availability, it'll send you a message back saying that you need to call because text messaging is not available.
Okay, so there's a system in place that says, actually, this doesn't work here.
Right.
Please call.
Correct.
I know part of the campaign is call when you can, text when you can't.
Correct.
And so at the end of the day, it's usually easier to communicate when calling to dispatch.
Yeah. It's always best to call 911 and then we can ask the questions quicker and get you help quicker. Otherwise, you know, there is that typing ability or typing mode that you have to go into that takes a little more time than just asking the question.
I want to get into sort of the do's and the don'ts.
Right.
For, you know, what makes a message most effective for dispatch and for the person reporting the emergency. So let's say I'm in a situation where I can't talk or I have weak service. So first things first, is it really as simple as just typing in 911?
Yes. Yep.
As far as, you know, when I'm making that message, when you're calling, you always want to be straight and to the point.
Correct.
So as far as those first few words or, you know, in the sentence or two that I'm typing, what's the most important information I should be typing right now?
What the most important thing is always your location. Without a location, we really can't get you help. The second most important would be what the problem is. So if we could get the location and what the problem is, then we can get you help.
And I know that, you know, if you're texting too long of a message, it'll even get broken up it can get kind of jumbled too. Could that happen here also?
You know, the messages that we've received so far are short and to the point. So I haven't noticed that, but I'm sure that is the case. They, you know, it's an SMS text message. So I think they're limited to, and I don't know the number of characters, but they are definitely character limited to what will go out in one message.
And so after I send this message, what kind of back and forth should I expect from dispatch?
Well, the first thing you're going to get right away is a message that says, a phone call would be better. You know, if you can call dispatch, otherwise, or call 911. Otherwise, we will just text back and forth, and it would be very similar to any text messaging that you do. It just you text, we'll text, and tell you what to do. You know, we'll give you instructions just by text messaging rather than by voice.
Sure. So it would be pretty similar to talking over the phone.
Correct. Know? Correct. We still have the same protocols in dispatch that we have to follow. So we would have to use the same type of questioning that we would if we were saying it. We would just be typing it in this case.
And would I be able to send a picture if the situation called for it?
Yes. We are set up to where you can send a picture or a video as well. And what it does is then it will send it by email to us. It goes through our system, which is West Incorporated, and that company will then forward it to us. And it's pretty instantaneous. Mm. We have tried sending a picture, and it's within seconds we have the picture.
Just to make this extra clear for listeners, this still is an emergency service at the end of the day, just like calling, and it shouldn't be used for pranks or
correct.
Non-emergency, just like, hey, how's dispatch going today?
You know? Correct, correct. Yes, it is 911, and you should only call if you have an emergency, call or text.
Well, text to 911 is now available in Dolores and Montezuma counties, and Remember, as part of the campaign, to call when you can and text when you can't. Thanks for coming in, Lori.
Thank you.